This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Lovers and defenders of the Sonoma coast will be flocking to Duran Beach tomorrow morning, and not just for the summer weather. A host of local environmental organizations are promoting a gathering at the Bodega Bay Park as part of an international demonstration calling itself Hands Across the Sand. Coastwalk Executive Director Una Glass says the event is an expansion of something that started earlier this year in Florida.
When the federal government indicated that they were going to allow offshore drilling again, the people in Florida got together and said, we don't want it here, and they had an event called Hands Across the Sand. I think it was in February of 2010, and they got hundreds and thousands of people across Florida to go down to the beach and hold hands and just say no to offshore oil drilling.
This time, that same simple action will be repeated at dozens of locations, not just up and down the California coast, but all over the country. Collectively, says Glass, they intend to send a message.
When they see protesters all over the country, hopefully Washington will get the message that we want to see our country turn towards clean energy and away from things that have such a potential for disaster.
Locally, that message has a very specific component: support of Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey's Marine Sanctuary Expansion Bill. Tom Roth, senior policy advisor to Woolsey, explains what it would do.
The bill basically expands the two national marine sanctuaries that we have to the south of us, whose borders really end on Bodega Head. And that's the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary and the Cordell Bank National Marine Sanctuary. Sanctuaries are set up as kind of national parks of the ocean. They allow all sorts of activities. Recreational activities can continue. Fishing can continue. Shipping can continue, but there are certain safeguards, and there are certain very strong prohibitions that are put in,
including an absolute ban on oil exploration and extraction. But Roth says the area deserves that protection not just for its scenic and economic virtues, but also for the undersea upwelling that provides an extraordinarily rich foundation for the oceanic food web.
The upwelling is the sinking of cold water and rising it up again, and it brings up all kinds of nutrients, and it begins this food chain that reaches all the way up to 36 species of marine mammals, including blue whales, and so it's incredibly productive.
Woolsey's measure passed the House of Representatives on a voice vote back in 2008, but it stalled in the Senate, despite strong backing from both Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. But Roth says its prospects now will likely wind up tied to a bigger bill.
If there is a vehicle that comes along and there may be some sort of big spill legislation, there could be a National Marine Sanctuary reauthorization bill, there could be some oil safety bills that come up. If the right vehicle comes along, we're hopeful that we can attach this bill to it and move it forward.
The event tomorrow invites people to gather at 11 at the Whale Statue about midway out Duran Beach to hear from a series of speakers before joining hands across the strand at noon. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.